Blog Talk Radio.
Kua, Papa,
Hey, how you like, Young Gucci?
Little nigga.
Hey! Thug and Kua got a 100 choppers.
100 choppers.
Since I'm team, we the
mafia.
We the motherfucking mafia, nigga.
What?
No less than 20 in my trouser, little nigga. Got these bitches bending over like a lineman. Make the pop bitch straight over like a lineman. If everybody get that green, we the linemen. All my slime cricket, I think we need linemen. Print 17, the motherfucking movement. Pipe that bitch down, I'ma do this. The way I throw him through it, my armor oozes. Buy the bitch a pair of shoes and fuck her booty.
Damn.
Hold it, don't let up. These niggas can't catch up with thugger, no thugger.
Dang.
We eating like no other. I'm chubby like my brother. I'm chubby like my mother.
Like
we take all your goodies and cross right the coast. Catch up with your bitch and turn her to a slut. She not overseas, but you know we Russian. Picnic early, clubbing later. I'm not no candy, but I am a jawbreaker. You think I'm gay? I'm a senior meet your maker. Put a hole in your head like you's a pistons.
Hey, hey.
Thug and Kua got a 100 choppers.
100 choppers.
Since I'm team, we the
mafia.
We the motherfucking mafia, nigga.
What?
No less than 20 in my trouser, little nigga.
Hey.
Thug and Kua got a 100 choppers.
100 choppers.
Since I'm team, we the
mafia.
We the motherfucking mafia, nigga.
What?
No less than 20 in my trouser, little nigga.
David Banner, why do people kill people?
David Banner. They...
La, la.
Ooh, ooh. All on the block now, trying to survive, selling a piece of rock now. What about the woman on my tabletop now? Up in the strip club, about to let her top down. If you ask me, you gotta be a better way to do all things. Cause everybody's steady acting like ain't no other way to go. Never see the better part of life, it can't continue to grow.
People on them blocking all around the way. Young, my people out here hustling, trying to make a way. Even through the darkness, we'll see brighter day. Gotta be the change that we wanna see. Pray for all the hurt, cause only love will win. Pray for all the children, cause of where it begins. Stop all the hurt and let's pray for an end. If you ask me, there's gotta be a better way. It's gotta be a better gotta pray for the world to grow.
Cause I just know that every moment is so pivotal. There was a moment where I only acted miserable, but my granddaddy told me, baby, don't be pitiful. The fact that you are still alive, it is a miracle. That's why I always talk to God and I am spiritual. So the positive lyrical content is constant. You'll catch your contact and find me in your conscience. But I'm just worried about the babies, cause this world is getting crazy. Little bit of love and a lot of hate, and people never cease to amaze me. Cause everybody wanna rise to the top, and everybody want a piece of the pie. But everybody need to stop, need to show a little love. Baby, we gon' be alright.
Black, rolling, stone, number one.
Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves on your surface, the diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mine within. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within.
She like my crypto, she an asset. Far from a bitch though, and her assets. So we on go, when we passing. Respect the talk, we ain't clashing. Respect the walk, loving the fashion. She bang with eight, with without the rapping. Support the vision, now that's a best friend. Thick thighs, save lives. So you know I'm swimming in it like a great wide. Pac and John B or the Berry Wide. Either way, light switches going down tonight. Vibe so low, you make you wanna do live.
Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within.
That's not living, mine. It's up to you to choose life. Tap into that magic, it's nothing you could do, right? Something like a coach, the way I help you move right. And when we up in the stool, we get that move right. We get them tunes right. Wrote me a love letter, I love you too, mom. Happy Mother's Day, cause every day's Mother's Day. Karma get good when the mothers pray. Love and tender care in the mother's way. Black girl magic, it ain't no other way. When we bring it together, it'll be a better day. Don't sell yourself short, it's a better way. See, I take the game like an ace of spades, so it's no way we could ever fail today. Get your coin, stack your bread, then don't forget to pray. I know you spiritual, I know you conscious. You a queen, hate when they call you a bitch. Knowledge of self and you owning it. soul. Natural and your body's a check. I peeped from your grin, you was classy with it. When I looked in your eyes, it was magic in there. Looked in your eyes, it was magic in there.
She might be broken, but she's ballin'. She don't understand the strength she's gained. Now she see the sunshine after the rain. She don't understand the growth she's gained. Now she see the sunshine after the rain. She just wanna be the. She just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you. Lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise. She just wanna be the. She just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you. Lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise.
She got that right to water on her neck. Really know a city, but I know you'll be popping.
Bad bitch attitude in the fix.
See, I can see you faking, girl. I know you really wanna fall in love with a player. I usually hit it like once, and I see you later. But Cuban man is halfway on an escalator. Oh, Cause I ain't pimping in my grandpa alligator. He's my shoulder to lean on when things get hard. Know they don't deserve you. Baby, daddy's trying to work you hard. You need to move on, let go of the bad, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, real shit.
Girl, you want more than you know you are. Signs of delivered, brighter than a north star.
Show me the way, babe. Jump in the whip. Get away from that shit.
Baby, let's get lit, day. Baby, let's get lit.
Mine. Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed.
Huh?
And I came back acting a little different when I left.
Huh?
And I ain't change up, I just apply myself. It's progress.
Progress.
Hey, I'm acting funny because I got some money, I guess.
I guess.
Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed?
Huh?
I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
It's playing me to the right, but look, who left? I can go and get the new audio, go and get the bag. And I ain't got the sappies on my feet, but watch how I step, huh? Player, I done fucked every bad bitch that I met. And word is, champagne, yeah, he next, huh? I bet, bitch, I'm flyer than the jet. When I run up that check, I don't even break sweat. Watch how I flex, my flow is so crazy. I'm fucking amazing. I'm rocking these stages, promoters, they pay me. Want you a feature?
I take an AC.
Not a Louise shit. Throwing the baby. Huh? Last year I was broke. Ain't that shit crazy?
Shit crazy as hell.
I just traded the hoop and got a Mercedes.
Hey.
Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed.
Huh?
And I came back acting a little different when I left.
Huh?
And I ain't change up, I just apply myself. It's progress.
Progress.
Hey, yeah, I'm acting funny because I got some money, I guess. Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed?
Huh?
I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Hey. It's playing me to the right, but look, who left? I came up quick than a motherfucker.
Woo.
They ain't see it happen. Free walk.
Hey, Gucci engineer.
What?
He done turned to a rapper. He be snapping.
Hey.
He already did that shit. He can't turn to no trapper. And I didn't get the white whip. I went and bought the black one. And I got the seats custom. Middle finger like fuck him. I just bought me a crib. And the inside was dusty.
Hey.
I can't wait to get rich. Get a mansion by Puffy. But until that shit happens, nigga, I'm hustling. Used to be outside the radio station. I think I should play this. Man, the DJ some haters. They ain't even wanna play me. Now I'm at radio stations. They gotta come pay me. And I turn up the radio. Hear my name across the nation. Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed.
Huh?
And I came back acting a little different when I left.
Huh?
And I ain't change up, I just apply myself. It's progress.
Progress.
Hey, yeah, I'm acting funny because I got some money, I guess.
I guess.
Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed?
Huh?
I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept.
I slept.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Hey.
It's playing me to the right, but look, who left? Who left? And I'm blessed. Thank God, I'm blessed. Blessed, yes. Last year I was broke, but this year I'm up. I'm blessed.
Huh?
And I came back acting a little different when I left.
Huh?
And I ain't change up, I just apply myself. It's progress.
Progress.
Hey, yeah, I'm acting funny because I got some money, I guess.
I guess.
Where was y'all at when I was out there all stressed?
Huh?
I ain't had no place to sleep outside where I slept. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Hey.
It's playing me to the right, but look, who left?
Change for a dollar, me, I never change. 16 toes till they put me in the grave. Got it out the mud, I ain't have everything. My phone started slapping, now nigga making bank. I remember I was broke trying to put niggas on, but niggas always biting the hand that feed them. I ain't really tripping cause I made 5 bands off these flip phones, running around the streets like a Flintstone. Had to get off my ass, made no excuses. I was 14 years old kicking down doors. I was the youngest running around with the biggest pose. My savages don't spare your life, we'll take your soul. Little nigga, we ain't got no feelings. If I don't call you feeling, I ain't fucking with you. Can't talk about the streets and you ain't never been them. I was out there trapping, you was watching Cat in the Hat. I'll blow your cat back. Used to be up in school with the strap up in my book bag. Your main bitch looking, so you know I had to take that.
Push it, push it, push it real hard. Push to the limit. What's up, everybody? This is OG Matt Zummer, and this is Top Side Hip Hop Radio Power Talk with OG. Let me give a recap of what we just played. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to get busy. The first song I played was, of course, 1017, Mafia Gang, featuring none other than Grew Up and Young Thug. That song was done on January 7th, 2015 was the year that I got put on. Was the year when I say that, when I say I was already on, but that means when I became famous. You know what I mean? And thanks to Gucci Mane and songs like that put us on the map. So y'all know I run the 1017 Mafia Gang division of Boom Squad. You dig? Anyway, then after that we play It's Gonna Be Alright featuring Bay Bay Music, aka Baby, that's my little sister. Adam G. Sub, one of my artist former, and Akon. Producer was none other than David Banner. Executive producer was Maddie M, my manager, and myself, OG Matt Drama. That's me in the outro playing those chords on the piano. And then after that, I played Black Girl Magic featuring Black Rolling Stones. You dig? A Thug. And then I played another one of my songs I was executive producer of, featuring Wrangler Dan and Day OG, called Her Pain. Then I came back with another one of my artists, Adam G. Gold, did. And the song was Hypnotize. And then we had Blessed, featuring Gucci's engineer, Sean Payne. And then I played P. Brown, featuring Other Thugger and Jay Band, Never Chop. And we just got done playing Beware, one of Maddie M's artists, and the song was called Salt and Pepper. And this is Calico Jones, man. Featuring Zoe Dollar. It's called Brick Man.
I'm the brick man, little nigga with me hit man, he the stick man, I don't fuck around with 30 rounders cause that shit jam, promethazine got me leaning, boy I need a kickstand, pussy niggas quit riding dick, but your bitch can, you run up on this foreign with my 4/5 blam, I got all this out the kitchen, boy I used to shift yams, a magician with that whipping nigga, I can switch hands, I'm the brick man, get it white or get the shit tan, COD with me, I need my cash soon as the shit land, nigga, motherfucker broke, bitch, I told her kid cares, money calling, ain't no time for dinner, had to switch plans, I'm the brick man, brick man, brick man, they call me the brick man, the brick man, she call me the brick man, the brick man, hear my line for them bricks man, hey, they call me the brick man, brick man, they call me the brick man, the brick man, she call me the brick man, the brick man, hear my line for the brick man.
Hey, y'all,
brick
I got
man.
You.
Them bricks, man.
Yeah, I had a bad Spanish bitch from Colombia. Her daddy was blood.
He was blood.
He was 100 for the bricks. I won't never touch and let my nigga do it.
Do
when
it.
That powder turns solid when you mix it with
whip
that
it,
fluid.
Whip it.
I'm Mr. Hammer Man.
Hammer.
Had my whole hood looking like Pakistan.
My hood.
I'm about to cop an M16. They say that chopper jam.
Jam.
So I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
Imagine I get in some shit that
Woo.
Get out of hand. Young nigga got more guns than a pawn shop.
Do.
I had my nigga shoot you till a gun tick
boom.
Like a alarm
boom.
Clock.
Boom. Boom.
First 48, crime scenes in yellow tape.
Yellow tape.
If you niggas play, I make my nigga load a K like
brick man.
Go
brick man. They call me the brick man. The brick man. She call me the brick man. The brick man. Hear my line for them bricks man. Them bricks man. Hey, they call me the brick man. Brick man. They call me the brick man. The brick man. She call me the brick man. The brick man. Hear my line for them bricks man. Them bricks man. Hey.
This is a funky night at Elm Street featuring OG Mazum, produced by Double A.
I guess I'm back. No, I didn't say I'm black. I said I'm back. I'm back and I'm proud. Step away. It's my crowd. Here we go. OG Mac Drum, Bridge by Mafia. Southwest. The best. walk a flock of flames. Chick got funky again last night, so I did a drive-by in broad daylight. I'm all two together with the ski mask down. Hop out the cut, let loose some clowns. Boom, boom, bam, my name is Mac Drama. I might hit the nigga or I might hit his mama. But the bitch couldn't help, she was hitting the dirt. Fucked up her hip and ripped her skirt. Ain't get it, loot it, gone. Tweet, dank, high, but here comes the popo, damn. Fucked up my whole little program. Now I got a smart Tim ski skirt. Hit a couple corners, that'll work. Turn out the light, got the car, y'all, you can't ditch this. Pyro blood, wrist squad, what you wish this? Big up to Be Legit. That's where I get my lyrics from. He never quit. Big up to the Bay. I'm from the 206. Seattle, Washington is in the mix. Wrist squad Mafia Southwest. Shout out to all my homies. Double A. 1017. Kelzo, what it do? Wrist squad Mafia. Waka Flocka Flame. Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka, bitch. YG Hootie. Hootie Kid. Can't forget big homie Frenchie. Y'all know Gucci, man. Yeah, we are in this mix, y'all. Iceberg, where you at? Yo, Yodi, where you at? Slim Duncan. Young Joey. Joey Moses. K.O. Red. Swami. Chaz Gotti. I'm done.
Coronavirus, coronavirus, apocalypse.
apocalypse. No!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And your Earthling Jay.
And we are Ageless Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
We are many, we're all coming inside his body. I'm a crazy motherfucker.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang. Ah!
Bitch.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show on Wednesday nights, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama on Royal Thieves Radio. So keep it locked right here before you miss out.
Yo, what it is? It's your boy Jada Breeze. You tuned in with OG Mac Drama on the Power Talk show. Tune in.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical, 2Ks, no Cs. And right now, you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyons, OG Mac Drama.
What up? It's Dante Bacote. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Hey, you don't touch that dog!
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment.
Hey,
you're riding with my man Mac Drama, Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
Right, Power Talk OG, you know? You know, OG Mac Drama coming out to straight from Liverpool, England. What's going on with everybody there in America with that coronavirus? I feel like I'm suffering. Let me get my co-host on, because I'm bugging. Maddie, yeah, what's up, brother?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, are you there?
Can you hear me? All right. Yo, what the fuck you going on about, man? Yo, we driving around in Kelowna, BC right now in the Jaguar, man. Anyways, what's up?
We're in the last days. It's apocalypse. It says dig it in the air,
but
tomorrow we
die. Yeah, but I'm doing it in style at least.
Are you just in the Jag? I'm in a motherfucking Maserati, bro.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, trust me. This one will beat that one. Anyways,
Black on black.
What's good, OG? I miss you.
Miss you too, Matty.
No, we black.
Hey, Jeff, are you there?
We black on white.
Hold on, Jeffrey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Huh?
What's up?
Oh,
you're
in that type right now. We in that type, baby.
I don't talk with people.
Anyway.
What's up? Okay, Matty, come back for a second. I gotta read something real quick. Let's get this show started. All seriousness. Now, all goofiness to the side. Hold on. This is very disturbing. This might shock some of you. You might not want your kids to listen to this, because this might give them nightmares, people. What the fuck is it? Hold on.
What is it? A track?
Hmm?
Is it a track? What do you want me to
do? Hold on. No, I'm about to, I'm about to read something. Hold on. Here we go. I got to read this. This time, the following is an excerpt. There's no claim to current world events. In 2003, New York City is still trying to recover from 9/11, 2001. The 29th G8 summit was held in Evian Lavon, France on June the 1st through the 3rd, 2003. As is usual for G8 summits, there was a range of protests. The group of seven was an unofficial forum which brought together the heads of the richest industrialized countries, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Canada, starting in 1976. The G8 meeting for the first time in 1997 was formed with the addition of Russia. Later, they were removed as a protesting a decision to remove a percentage of the global population. A secret meeting was held, and China took the role that was formerly held by the Russians. if they agree to allow the country to be ground zero for a measure to control the world population growth. Closed door session is going on. Now imagine two little people listening. Lots of yelling and cigarette smoking going on. Present are the representatives of each prospective member country. They all carry the same power as the leaders of the country with full authority. Also, there are scientists and military brass present. Russian representative, and you are nuts. You're asking us to participate in an action to murder a huge percentage of people around the globe? Yes, that's the idea. The French rep speaks, or the alternative is possible another global war in the risk of nukes being used in food as well, Moucherie. Military brass speaks. If the predictions by the scientists is to be believed, there's going to be a global shortage of food, and that's going to bring the rest in third world nations, and even the developed countries are going to feel strains on their economies. It's going to trigger lots of countries declaring war. I'm not done. It's going to reach the recess at the top because we all got training to come to the defense. And everyone has at least one nuke, truth be told. Scientists speaks of the world. If the world had 40 to 60 million people less than the risk of that earthquake scenario falls from a probability currently at 38% to 23%. Russians. So, Duke, China Tavares, so this meeting is here to see which one of us are willing to sacrifice their citizens in order to protect the world. We will not entertain this today. Don't be down here, harder to Duke. Then the whole Russian delegates depart. There's an uncomfortable silence for a while. Then the door breaks open.
You know what?
And in walks the Chinese, premier and his delegation. An American delegate speaks. We knew the Russians would protest and anticipated the reaction. They would prefer another global war than attempt to save the world. The Chinese have agreed to be ground zero in our planning strategies if they're allowed to become a member of the G8. The Chinese leader speaks via interpreter. A greeting to all. We are already boxing, you know. Our capacity is China. We have close to 2 million people, and we don't have a top 3 enough for ourselves, and still at 4 to your various nations. We already had a touch wrong in 2003 with Charles. We are ready to implement the plan of action, and come December 4, 2019, let's see the coronavirus vaccine begin. It is estimated that between 48, and this is the obvious signal, between 48 and 65 million people will succumb to COVID-19, aka coronavirus. The author of this information was Matt Drama.
That is Matt Drama, but you didn't have to yell it out to us though, like for real. Anyways, I got some mustard sauce in my fucking jeans because I had a one of those where they the corn dogs.
On his planet.
Yo, is Jeff there? Is Jeff there?
Yeah, hold on, Maddie.
I'm here.
What's up, Jeff, baby? Yeah, what the fuck did Mac Drama just do straight up? Okay.
Hey, Jeff, nothing that we can say to Maddie. You know that, right? The guy can be started just to be having a drink.
Yo, that is the definition in the dictionary of a rant, like for real. Anyways, it's good to hear from you.
That was old Jack, old Jack rant, like Hitler. Well, Jeff, what do you think about that?
I've never heard
Jeff,
that shit.
Jeff, that information was given to me by a covert agent of M5 out of England. What do you think about that scenario, Jeff?
I'm having trouble hearing you audibly, though.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
No, I don't know. I'm getting some feedback.
I said
everyone can hear you.
What about information?
But no one heard him. Yo,
Jeff,
I didn't.
What do you think about that information I just estimated to the population of the world?
I didn't. It wasn't audible to me.
Yeah, man. What the fuck is he trying to do? Like, for real. Why don't you just face fuck people, like, straight up, man? I'm
What's
sure
that?
You were right, but no one heard about it.
Because I want people to wake up. Everybody's walking around like it's just a pre-vacation. No one's wearing masks. It is now airborne. No one's taking this virus seriously. We need a thousand of deaths. Do you think they're going to put a real global shutdown over a couple hundred thousand
Whoa,
people dying?
Hold
millions are going to die, people. Wake the fuck up.
OG, you'll never die. You know that, right? You'll never die. You're like
Maddie.
We never die.
Maddie, it's not about whether I live or die. I done lived multiple lives. I done lived more in a month than most people have lived in a lifetime. Literally.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about for the world. Even though a lot of them should be snuffed out, I have pity. I have mercy.
You know,
I have love.
Yeah. But OG, you remember my dad's a doctor, right? My dad's a doctor, and he says 3 weeks.
Maddie, we're all doing sense. This goes
and
beyond
my sister's a pharmacist.
My dad's a doctor. This goes to the roots of the new world order, of the true people who run things, of the power. You're right. Everybody's life is going to be changed. Okay. There's a new world order.
Yo,
social distancing is going to be
the
norm.
What the fuck is?
Okay.
Jeff, can you help out, please?
Controlled movements are going to be the norm. We are now in a new police state, thanks to COVID-19.
Don't call me a conspiracy theory, because I'm speaking loudly
the truth. And if you folks are still sleeping, can't see the truth, then you deserve what's coming.
Yeah, do you know what? I've always deserved what's coming for a long time.
Because it's going to get worse before it gets better.
So what's up? What kind of music is playing today?
Again, I
want to
hear your thoughts on COVID-19. You're an international.
You
want to
hear my thoughts on it?
Yes.
Jeff, please.
Seriously. And then yours, Matt.
I really don't.
Yo, why are you so angry, man? Maddie, we never gave a shit about shit.
I'm gonna say
you're infected, and then you ain't going shit. Where are you? Fuck us. Anyways, it's good to hear from you, boys.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Why are you so angry all of a sudden, man? You're not helping our listeners out. You're really not.
Fuck them listeners. Shit.
Like,
I'm talking about life and death. Shit.
Homie, you and I are not dying. You know that already.
I'm here.
Jeff, can you finish your sentence, please?
Jeff, hurry up.
Finish what sentence?
Remember, you said, well, I really don't, and that's what I heard.
I said I haven't gotten past.
No, we ain't dying, huh?
And you know, so I haven't.
I didn't hear you, Jeff.
Even though, listen to what I'm saying. Even though I am living in this moment, I haven't taken a deep dive into what all of this is. I'm just gonna
That's
be
what I'm
real.
Okay,
about right.
Stop right here. You are represented by the vast majority. Everyone else. People are not stopping to smell the rose. They're not stopping to really digest it because they don't want to. It's called denial.
Because it ain't shit, man.
No.
Sorry.
No,
it just ain't shit. Some people have died. Guess what? Man, they just did fucking statistics on people that died from the flu, man. Like, for real. My dad's a doctor. I have 2 degrees. 2 real estate licenses. It's just.
This is the problem.
There ain't no pandemic.
They don't know nothing. You know, when I go to the rich neighborhoods, hardly no one's wearing a mask.
Why are you so mad, man?
When I go to the working class, they're wearing them. When I go to the work, they're not because they can't get any, of course. you know what's funny?
Why are you so mad, man?
I definitely put in a. Can y'all hear me?
I hear
OG,
you.
Why are you so mad, dude?
I hear you.
I'm going to put in a mandatory stay-at-home order. It started on Monday at 5 p.m. But check this out. No one here is paying it no mind.
Now they're not pushing no nothing. I was at 9 o'clock last night walking my dog, cop go by and waved at me. But in the poor Rutherford neighborhood, they jumping out making people go in the house and they're arresting them. Okay, so they said, why? That's why I cannot wait for this virus to shake shit up. Because first thing going to go is racism. Okay, when everybody's dying, you don't have time to be a racist. Okay? And second thing going to go is this
racism. Why not? Racism is good.
Okay, it's going to go too. A new world order is going to come, and I think it's going to be better. Yeah, it makes our hearts, you know, people like, well, what if you feel the brunt of the death? I'm going to tell you guys, it's going to shock you.
So let it go. So let 15, it go.
No, 15 million people have already died in the United States, and they're hiding it. 15 million people died in the United States, and they're covering it up. Why do you think they're telling everybody to stay quarantined? Because you don't know who's not here and who's gone. Half the houses you walk past, folks are dead. They're dead.
Okay, but you know my volume is, like, hurting me. You yelling at everybody.
And so they hide this anyway. Talk by telling everybody to stay home. Folks, we all got the virus. It is airborne. Okay, it's been airborne. Why think the Chinese wear the mask, you stupid fuck?
Homie, I'll breathe that shit next to you in Phoenix from Canada. I'll breathe that shit straight up next to you. Anyways, this shit don't mean shit, honestly.
I'm telling you guys the truth before they come and shut me down like they did before when I was about to announce something to the world.
Exactly. You ain't dying. Jeff ain't dying. Yo, Boston.
I'm part of the new Illuminati, my damn self, the powers that be, but I'm a rebel.
Wow. Anyways, the point is, bosses are bosses, and bitches are bitches, victims are victims.
Matt, it's your turn. What's your take on the COVID-19 coronavirus?
My mom says I should take it more seriously, and so I'm obviously not. I have no fucking... You think this shit's going to affect me? Oh, gee, you know me, man. You know me. Fucking try to get me. Get some bitch-ass little virus coming
to get my ass, man. What have they instituted up there in Canada? Maddie, what kind of measures have they instituted in Canada?
Yo, this is not good, actually. They're trying to... What
have they done?
Yo, we have... Okay, you want me to talk or no? There's... You know me, OG. I'm one of the most social people on the planet, right? So I can't even shake hands with people anymore, man. I can't even
go to a bar.
You're not allowed to be. There's only one person allowed in the elevator at one time, and I'm just looking at this shit like, what the fuck? My mom, she says to me, you're not taking it seriously enough, Matthew. And my dad's a doctor. My sister's a pharmacist. My mom's a microbiologist.
I'm about to make myself a shot of vodka, but continue.
You know, straight up. And the thing is, like, it's fucked up. So
our sponsor is Fan Legacy.
You know what?
Four times distilled. Hey, that's our sponsor. This vodka company.
You know, my last girlfriend, after my wife that I told you about, I kicked her out of the fucking house. She
hey,
was.
You should go get your wife and protect
hey,
her, and she'll die.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about her, actually, man. Anyway, she was my girlfriend
oh,
after that.
Oh, my God! Whoa.
The fuck?
Whoa.
She
I'm
was the former
vodka.
Minister. Yo, you want me to talk or what? Or are you playing video games right now?
But
my second girlfriend after my wife was the former Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada. So that means she's one of the most top 12 people in the world that are a woman. And she doesn't really give a shit about this stuff either. Nobody really gets. She thinks everything's all.
Like I said, you intellectuals, you rich folks. And you educate people,
oh,
you're not taking it seriously.
Oh, we rich as shit.
You got to think you're untouchable.
We're still running.
Because your doctor gave you some pills and some high potency.
I wouldn't say that.
Antibiotics. Listen, antibiotics don't work on this shit. I'm going to tell you what does. Folks, there are many symptoms, okay? to people who don't fucking know, okay? And I had this shit in January, okay?
Yeah, and you made it through, so shut the fuck up.
You had fever, chest pain, chills, rapid heartbeat, breathing difficulties, pneumonia, kidney failure. It begins with a headache, a short of cough, a shortness of breath. And in some cases, like mine, explosive diarrhea. Yeah, imagine explosive diarrhea. Google that shit. Anyway,
OG, you are one of the strongest motherfuckers I've ever met in my motherfucking life.
The very contagious virus that is not that strong.
Why are you so mad about this?
The people kill it and wash down to your gut and your gut ass.
I thought this was a music show.
Kill that son bitch. But it is.
You're one of the strongest motherfuckers I've ever met.
And it is. It's already in the air, so it's in the air. Okay? So, another way of prevention, move to a warmer climate. It's going to be with us for a couple years. People who live between Cancer, the tropic of Cancer and tropic of Capricorn, you're the one in the safety zone. Heat kills it.
Oh, gee,
and,
you know where I'm at right now?
Now hold on,
I'm at,
I'm in Arizona.
No, I'm at a funeral. I'm at a cemetery.
I'm in hell. I'm in a safe zone. But you other people, get away from them colder climates. Okay? If this
yeah, but I'm in a cemetery with the
girl. They're going to start dropping
like
crap in Canada, and it's going to be a tidal wave.
What the fuck are you yelling at,
Mexico, man? And then begin in South America, and then globally. I'm going to tell you how the past is going to be.
I'm with the girl is actually looking at her mother's grave right now. So,
my grandpa's dead.
Well,
yeah.
Tell her mom,
yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody.
So you can't be young.
Seriously. Hey, I can yell what I want. I'm
fuck
a grown ass man.
Take it non seriously, man.
This is the apocalypse, people.
What the fuck?
This is the stuff you read. Are you going to kill me? Hollywood warned us. The purge. This is the fucking nation's purge. You gotta stay in the house, okay? Omega Man, okay? Zombie apocalypse. They've been warning us. Hollywood has been telling y'all. Y'all have not read between the lines. Even more so, the Bible tells you. There's 10 years of prosperity, 10 years of calamity. It speaks of plagues and plagues upon plagues. And no one's prepared. Why don't they have enough to, you know that shit they need in the hospital, I can't say the word. Because I'm uneducated. Why don't they have respirators and the other shit? Why don't they have enough beds in ICU? Come on, we know. I mean, there's no excuse.
Oh, man.
These motherfuckers got that biological weapons. We should have been prepared for this shit. What the Russians attacking with biological weapons? We're fucked. The groups could have made
Find your own fucking shit.
You know what I mean?
I'm not your fucking.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know, man, but what are you trying to do?
I don't know if the crackers made this or the groups did.
Hey.
But the niggas ain't do it. Tell you that much.
All right, we're going to call it. It was a good show. But I think I'm out.
Yes, you need to be out. You need to be out.
I need to be out. Yeah. Because
you're out of your mind. Because you're out of order, Matthew. You hear me? You are freaking out of order. Go stand in the corner and don't move for an hour. Do you understand? And Jeffrey, it's you and I.
Oh, bro.
Damn. I remember this shit. I'm being honest. It's fun. The very few, I'm fortunate enough that I work remotely out of my house. I have like 3 computers in my command station. I do my business transactions from 6 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. Then I shut it down. Then this is my routine. I go from my house to my condo, check on my kids. I keep myself quarantined as much as possible because I'm always out and about. Even though they're strong young men, I still don't want to be the harbinger of death. My youngest son don't take this serious at all. My older kids do. I got a daughter living in Seattle, where it's a hot zone. I got a daughter living with it's a hot zone. And the son in Jersey, a hot zone. So I got my family
What's
spread.
What's the state in the area where you live? Is it a stay at home order, or have you guys?
Yeah, we had a stay at home order, but it's not been enforced. Like I said, only place she goes where they're really unfortunate is in the hood. It's turning everything vicious, man. I live in a nice upper class neighborhood. People are jogging at night, going to the park, walking the dog. They don't want to stay at home. My neighbor called me picking on a line with the neighbors.
Yeah, of course they don't want to stay at home because that's so abnormal for.
No. We're used to this. Remember, 9 to 10 months out of the year, it's freaking fire hot out here. We're used to staying indoors. This isn't new for Arizona.
This time of the year in your area is more of the pleasant time of the year than.
Oh yeah, this is why the snowbirds come to Arizona. I went to the bank today, and they only let one person in at a time because some of them wear masks. I thought someone has robbed some of these banks already with a mask on. So simple, going away. Anyway, it's like a ghost town when I go to the city. It's kind of eerie. My car is on the street, so I walk home. I walk there, and there's a expansion bridge over the freeway. 4:30 was hardly no traffic. All I seen was cars speeding the truck, and by the license plates, people are trying to get to a destination. It's mostly out of state drivers on our freeways out here in Arizona on the I-10, Interstate 10. So my thing is this: people don't know how to react, and a lot of people are refusing to react right. Oh, I repeat this. So last night. A girl was riding a bike, like I said, they drive riding their bikes like it's a reason to hang out. And she got hit by a car. I watched it unfold. She got thrown up into the air and came down hard on the hood. White woman. Everybody ran over to her, including myself. My son was at home. We had a convenience store right down the street. They had that cell phone gone. No one pulled it out to dial 911. They were looking. Some people like picking her up. I said, dial 911. They look at me like I'm stupid. I said it at least 5 times. I started cussing. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you, crackers? I said, listen, sorry to dumb white people shit. If I hadn't beat her ass, y'all could have got on them right away. Black man whooping his white woman's ass, okay? I mean, what is wrong with you? And the dyke, that called her dyke, she was a dyke, a bulldogger. She looked at me red eyes. I said, go eat a dick.
Oh,
you don't want
that. I hear you.
I mean, no one was really taking it seriously about this woman. And maybe I kind of erupted beyond what's normal, but that's the reaction of how people are to this virus. They're not taking it seriously. And master, why am I angry? I got a whole bunch of testosterone. I am geeked up, angry, because it's coming. And I got to stay like this, because once it comes, wait a minute, once it comes, when the dust starts piling up, and nobody's there to drive the damn truck to the warehouse to pack these damn store shelves, no one is able to get into that operator's chair at the power plant or the water plant. With that shit all stopped, motherfuckers will wake up then. But this shit is real. Because that's what motherfuckers who didn't prepare are going to come and take what's yours. I tried to for those who have. It's coming. Apocalypse now. Wake up. Show is over.